Yep, 2024 is going to be a good year. We're growing strong. WAMP is going in awesome directions. Like I was telling you earlier, we're concentrating on governmental affairs and this grant money that's being applied to the Wisconsin Association of Meat Processors members and throughout the state. And it's just that presence in legislature that has really helped us with all that grant money and Governor Evers and accepting all those things. So we're really, really proud of him noticing that there was a need in the state of Wisconsin and that we're accepting it and moving forward with being better plants and being able to produce more meat.
And it keeps the energy level high with your members for sure. This comes after trying times during the pandemic. Tell us a little bit about what this has inspired so far. It's not all the money that you want, but it's a nice little way to ignite some energy.
It is. It's ignited a little energy as far as getting some new equipment in some of these facilities, being able to produce more quality product and quality product faster. A lot of what else is needed right now is a lot for talent development.
Yeah.
And getting those people that are in school or in high school or going to these colleges or tech colleges involved and wanting to be included in the meat industry and producing those products for those people. So there's a lot of hype. We're moving forward. Like I said, with this whole Discover Wisconsin thing, we're trying to really put all of our WAMP members on the meat map and getting them involved and people going to see those plants.
Now, let's give them a little sense of how big Wisconsin's meat processing industry is. You and I talk about the numbers, but I think the average consumer in Wisconsin or visitor to Wisconsin does not realize the network of processors we've got here.
That's right. I truthfully don't know if we're still the biggest or the most in the country. Pennsylvania and Wisconsin kind of go back and forth. But in Wisconsin, we have over 500 USDA state-inspected and custom-exempt plants in the state of Wisconsin. That's a lot of family businesses producing a lot of meat, and for the consumer, for the mom and dad farms, and for those that are direct marketing and private labeling their farm products, it's amazing how many there are in the state of Wisconsin.
Boy, and I'll tell you, not a one of them the same. That's the other thing. If you travel around and tap into some of these wonderful resources, everybody's recipe is different. Everybody's storefront's a little different. How do you guys share notes?
Well, that's part of the reason why we want those plants to be members of WAMP, because everybody does do it different. Everybody has their own certain sausage that they make or they're known for, and that's what WAMP is here to do, is promote those. So what we do is we want those plants around the state of Wisconsin to become members of WAMP, come to the product show, bring those specialty products. If you're known for your ring bologna, if you're known for your bratwurst, or whatever it might be, summer sausage, snack sticks, we want you to bring those products. We want those to be judged across the whole board of all the judges that we have here. I think there's over 40 judges that come here today and tomorrow to judge all these products. And then that's your way of promoting yourself and saying, hey, we have the best snack stick. We have the third best snack stick. Doesn't matter. You win an award at the Wisconsin Association Meat Processors Convention, you're doing something right.
Yeah. And you've accepted the opportunity, the challenge of evaluating all of those meat products that will catch attention at the Wisconsin State Fair. Did it just make sense to bring that competition here, Jake?
It really did. That was a good accomplishment for Wisconsin this year. The reason it was a good accomplishment is because our members always had to bring those specialty products to the WAMP convention now, and then they had to enter more product in June, and so that was always a challenge. What we did was we brought the Wisconsin State Fair product show here to the association's convention so that those members could now bring two products and bring more so that hopefully we can increase the size of the Wisconsin State Fair meat competition, and then they have an opportunity to win two awards in the same competition. So it'll be, and I shouldn't say same competition, because the Wisconsin State Fair competition is completely separate from the Wisconsin Association of Meat Processors Cured Meats Championships, and it's in separate rooms, separate judges, and it's very important because that is something that the State Fair wanted, and we accomplished all of that. So it's going to be a great day. I can't wait.
Now, did members respond? Because I've been involved with the Wisconsin State Fair side of the meat products auction, per se. Did they respond?
we don't know yet, because we're sitting here bright and early on Friday morning, and they will start entering those products at noon today.
Yeah.
So we're gonna, it's gonna be a first time year, and it's, we're excited, and I think it's gonna grow a lot. We did reduce the number of products just to do a trial run this year, but we're gonna make sure that if by chance there's more things that need to be auctioned off for the 4-H Foundation, then us processors are gonna donate some gift boxes and things like that. So we're gonna make sure they get the money they need.
Let's talk a little bit about the membership. You said a lot of the grant monies have been used to try to bring on new talent, make sure that we're fully staffed in that. Within the association, you're getting ready to pass the baton. How is the association itself doing with the leadership and bringing up and the accomplishments, I guess we'd say?
Yeah, it's been a good 2 years. I'm very, 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 very proud of the board of directors for Wisconsin Associated Meat Processors, because without them and without Diane Hansacker, our executive secretary, I wouldn't have been able to do what I did. I just get to ask for the motions and get them passed. But having Michelle and Matt Cuso with MK Lobby, that was a huge accomplishment for our organization. We've also joined with Discover Wisconsin. We're going to be doing some advertising. We are going to be promoting all of our WAMP members through Discover Wisconsin. That hasn't all been completely figured out yet, but it is coming sooner than later. The Coalition Conference, I don't know if you've been to the Coalition Conference, so we do that every fall. The Coalition Conference, we've had now 2 years in a row. It's always in the fall. This last year was at the Wisconsin Dells. And the really neat thing about the whole Coalition Conference is that it actually brings industry, and it brings farmers and legislature and students all together in the same building. And we all talk, and it gets, like I said, it's all the way from industry to farmers to students, so we try to get them involved in seeing what's coming down the pipe, and it's been a great, great asset to WAMP. So anyway, that and bringing the State Fair competition here has been a good deal. Yeah, there's going to be a lot of good things coming down the pipe the next couple of years, and I'm excited for the next president coming down the pipe.